Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You say, who's that guy? Where's Brother Copeland? I'm Greg Stevens. Brother Copeland calls me Professor Greg. And here's our class, our little audience here today, and you. Thank you for being here. I've had the honor of being asked by Brother Copeland to teach the word for the next 2 weeks on the broadcast. And he gave me a topic, and he gave me a subject that was on his heart to do. I'll tell it to you in just a moment, but I want to thank Brother Copeland, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for your faithfulness to God's word, for teaching, amen, right?
Amen.
For his faithfulness to the word, for teaching believers who they are in Christ, that we can live a life of victory and of faith, amen?
Amen.
Have you learned that from him?
Yes.
I have too. Let's pray. You ready? Let's pray over this broadcast. Father, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you for Brother Copeland. Father, I thank you for the gift that you gave to my generation and the anointing that's upon his life. And Father, I right now purposely tap into that anointing in this studio. And I thank you for him. I thank you that with long life, you will satisfy him. I thank you that you quicken him by the Holy Ghost. I thank you for Gloria. I thank you for what you've done through her. I thank you for the healing anointing that's come to the masses through her teachings and her knowledge. And Lord, I pray now for every member of that family, for their children, and all the members of the Copeland family, that your hand is upon them, the anointing that you gave. We thank you for the gift. Now, Lord, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the word. Now I ask you what I always ask you anytime I open your book. Wash us in the word today.
Yes.
Reveal yourself to us in a new and a special way. I'll never be the same in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And everybody that's in agreement says,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, now some of you may know and you may not know that I'm an instructor at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And I teach Old Testament survey. That sounds boring, doesn't it? And I teach New Testament survey. And then I teach two other classes in the second year, one called Old Testament truths. And that's where we talk about covenants and the importance of covenant. We talk about angels and demons. We talk about a subject that most Christians have never been taught, a secret that Jesus was taught that most of us never learned. And that's the power of the tongue, the evil tongue, and what that is, and watching over our words. Then teach another class called New Testament truths. And New Testament truths, we go through Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews, verse by verse, word by word, because we're looking at something, the just shall live by faith. So that's what I do with Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And I've had the privilege of being on the Believer's Voice of Victory with Brother Copeland, teaching on the subject of covenant, many sessions. Many of you are aware of those. And we're beginning a new series today, like I said, and he asked me to kick it off. And the minute I say the word, don't put the remote down. Don't change the channel. Don't you guys check out.
No, we're here.
It is called partnership. Praise covenant God. Partnership. Now you say, I've heard every message that ever could be said about partnership. Well, I guarantee you haven't. And so today and all this week, I'm going to show you some areas in partnership you may never have seen before. First of all, because I teach in Bible school, I have to define something, right? So I went to my big honking thick dictionary. It's about that big, the Noah Webster Dictionary of 1828, and I looked up partner and partnership. Here's what it says. Partner is a noun, and it says one who partakes or shares with another. A partaker, an associate. She is a partner of my life, of my joys, of my griefs. It says this, an associate in any business or occupation, a joint owner of stock or capital. So once again, one who partakes with another person, right? God elects humans in implementing his plan on the earth. His plan on the earth is done through us, through you. Primary Greek word in scripture for partner is a word you've heard before, koinonia. And it's used 19 times in the New Testament and is translated partnership. It means this, to share with someone in something. Mm-hmm. To share with someone in something. And the first notion of it indicates participation. We participate together. This partnership with God is meant to lead us into a meaningful partnership with our brothers and sisters. Yes. We're part of a family of God. We're the body fitly joined one to another. You're not the Lone Ranger out there. You have a whole company of believers. So now I've got a few golden texts that we'll use, and I'll introduce some more to you as we go through this. But the beginning with Ecclesiastes chapter 4. In there's a book you don't have a whole lot highlighted, I would have been. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Now, Solomon wrote that. And Solomon had learned something. With all of his wisdom and all of the things that he had, he realized he needed other people around him to build the temple. He needed help. And so this week we'll look at several people that God partnered with. Some of them didn't even realize maybe they were partnering with God in the things that they did. Isn't that interesting? I've been convinced of something, that every time Jesus said, your faith made you whole, most of the time the people he said that to were not aware they were in faith. Isn't that something? They had no clue they were in faith, yet it was their faith that made them whole. That's what Jesus said. See, he was the object of their faith. He was what their faith was in. And so anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go on with this. 2 Corinthians is another verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and there'll be a bunch of them. Verse 1. 2 Corinthians 6, 1, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Look at this. Workers together with him. That's partnership. That's the very definition of what Webster wrote as a partner. That 19 times it talks about to share with something, that word koinonia speaks of participation. I found a core theme throughout the entire Bible, and the core theme is partnership. Praise God. Well, matter of fact, I'll show you at the very beginning. Over in Genesis chapter 1, I could quote it to you, I could read it to you, I could say it to you in Hebrew, Bereshit bara Elohim, in Genesis 1. Didn't plan on turning to this one, but it just seems right to the Holy Ghost and me that we look at it. Verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Bereshit bara Elohim. Elohim is plural. So a partnership formed in the Godhead to create the earth. God started with a partnership with himself in that regard. And then you go on down, you could go on down and you'd find out where the blessing came. Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth. And that's where man heard the blessing. He saw Adam. He noticed that there was no one like Adam. Remember that? He brought all the animals before him to see what he would call them. He partnered with Adam for the animal on this planet. Do you see that? So the Godhead partnered before he created everything, and then he starts partnering with Adam to bring the animals by. And when he does that, he realizes something. He said, there's no one like Adam. There's no one like him. Adam can't do his call without a partner. So he caused a sleep to come on Adam, and he removed a rib from Adam's side, and created and formed Eve. He made a partner for Adam. Now let that sink in for a second. God said, if he created us and we were created in his image, yes, then we're like him. Yes. Don't we confess that all the time? As he is, so are we in this world. So he realized we're a partnership, we're a team. I need man to have a partnership besides me. So he created, that'll change the way you see your wife right there. That'll change the way you see your husband. That's your partner to be able to do the will and the work of God.
Amen.
Amen. Owe me something. Now, he gave man the blessing. He get out, gives man a partner so that man can do what he needs to do to fulfill the assignment God gave him. Now, let me tell you where partnership breaks down. Partnership breaks down most of the time when we don't share the same goal. Mm-hmm. Right. This is why a husband and wife have to be equally yoked. It says, be not unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's vitally important that you share the same goal, that you share the same vision, you share the same calling, you share the same anointing. Because how can two walk together lest they be agreed?
Amen?
Amen? So we've got to learn to do that. We've got to learn to share the same goal. Habakkuk even writes, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Write the vision. Make it plain. We do this all the time with our children. Every Christmas, after Christmas dinner, we'll have a little family meeting. And I put them in a folder. They're closed up. Nobody sees them. And I'll bring out what we wrote down, what we were believing for, our goals, what God's telling us, what we want to see accomplished. I don't wait till January 1st. These are not, what do they call that? In New Year's resolutions. These are not New Year's resolutions. No, we pray over these. And we write them down. What this year I feel like I'm supposed to do, what we're supposed to accomplish. And then we'll push it out about 5 years. So we'll pull it out from last year and we'll read it. Haven't looked at it all year. All right? But we'll take it out and I'll read the kids theirs. I'll let them read it first and then we'll read it. And we'll begin to check off everything that God did on our list from the previous year. And then he will say, look at what God did.
Amen.
Well, he didn't come through with that one. Well, that doesn't mean that's over yet, does it?
Right, amen.
But we began to look at that, the progress that was made.
Yes.
And so I said, we'll thank him. We always do this. We thank him for what he did. And then we take the new ones and we bless them and we pray over them. Yeah. And say, God, I cannot wait to watch how you're going to do this. Yes. And now I've watched, as we've done this more than once, the kids are getting a little more bold in the things they write down because they see things that have been answered.
Amen.
It says in scripture that Sarah herself received strength to conceive because she judged him faithful who promised. It wasn't Abraham's faith that got Isaac here. It was hers. She sat down and judged him faithful. She put herself in remembrance of all the things and the times that God rescued them and brought them out of Egypt and saved her from this guy, saved her from that guy. And all that stuff. And she said, if you've been faithful in all of that, then you're going to be faithful to do what you promised to give me a son. Amen.
Amen.
And that's how you do it. You sit down and you start going over things. Now, don't get all discouraged that nothing's happening. No, look how far you've come.
Amen.
And you judge him faithful that promised. And you say, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
So where partnership breaks down is that we don't share the same goals. God elects humans as partners in implementing his plan on the earth. That illustrates something to us, that if the omnipotent creator values partnership and collaboration, then we should too.
Amen.
If partnership is so valuable to God that he said, there's nobody for Adam to partner with. I need to make somebody for him to partner with. Then partnership should be that important to you as well.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So humans by nature, we're social beings.
Yes.
We don't like being alone. We were equipped with a sense of community and a desire to give and receive assistance. One of my favorite things is when God will say, I want you to do that right over there. I want you to do this right over there. And if you'll learn to listen to him, he'll prompt you toward people.
Amen.
It just happened to me the other night. I was talking to one of the pastors here at Eagle Mountain Church, and we were at Costco, is where it was. And this lady and her daughter walked by, and I'm in the middle of a conversation with him, and he's talking, and I just did that. And I thought, well, that was rude. I'm talking to this guy, and I'm just doing this. And he stopped talking. I said, I apologize. I said, my spirit was drawn to that lady and her daughter. And so I'm checking inside, what am I supposed to do, Lord? Mm-hmm. And I heard this, pray for her. People have been praying for her, and I wanted you to add your faith to it. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard in my spirit. Mm-hmm. And so I grabbed this pastor. I said, we got to pray for that girl. People have been praying for her. And he goes, amen. I said, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Lord, we pray for that young lady that just walked past me, mm-hmm. that you pointed out to me. See, what I did was, as I came into a partnership with this other pastor, we're standing there. The reason we're the two of us are standing there is to not be talking about stuff in our basket. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It was to agree with whoever's been praying for that girl that just walked by. Oh, we came into partnership in Costco. They didn't even know we were doing it. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You don't have to draw a scene to you. Now, sometimes the Lord's done that and said, I want you to go buy their dinner. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. No, this time he said, people are praying for her. Come into agreement. Well, she's marked. Amen. Whatever it is in her life is about to come to pass. She's about to have an encounter with God. What we did is we released angels in Costco. Amen. Because I came into partnership. It's that serious, guys, and it's that simple. God will speak to you as his partner and say, I want you to pray for that girl that just walked by. Have you ever done that? Have you ever just been somewhere and somebody catches your attention? Yes. There's a reason for that. Find out what that is. Amen. Every one of you are ministers, disguised as whatever it is you do for a living. And he's put you, he takes full-time ministers, disguises them as teachers and puts them in a classroom for a reason, for the kids, but also for the parents. Amen. All right. So through various parables and teachings, the Bible will reveal that individuals can't accomplish much on their own. And so the formation of partnerships is a critical factor in accomplishing God's work. It's not always encouraged. It's not just encouraged. It's necessary at times. God sees that it's necessary to have partnerships. One such necessary item was Moses. Moses was reluctant to go to Egypt. Well, I can guess why. He killed a guy. Amen. He was raised in the household of Pharaoh and he kills a guy thinking he's doing God's work. See, he was called to be a deliverer. And that's exactly what he did. He saw this Israelite being beaten and he delivered him by the hand of the flesh. But he delivered him. He's doing his calling. And so he leaves, he spends 40 years on the backside of the desert, and God is going to send him back. I wouldn't want to go back. Any of you had places in your life and things in your life and high school reunion came up and they want you to go back? And I'm like, I don't want to go back. My high school reunion is coming up next month. And I got an email. And I looked at it and I opened it up and it had pictures of everybody in the high school reunion. And I thought, a bunch of old people. Who are all these old people? These aren't the guys I went to high school with. Amen. Amen. But anyway, I'm moving on from that. But partnership is vital. Now I'm laying a groundwork for this today. And I'm not going to be able to get into it totally today. I'll get into it tomorrow. But one such pair of partners was Moses, and he brings Aaron alongside him. Moses was reluctant to go speak to Pharaoh, so Aaron became the mouthpiece for him to be able to speak to him. And that indicates something to us. They're complementing each other's strengths and weaknesses in partnership. We come together as a body of Christ. We get our strengths and our weaknesses. Matter of fact, if I can, I want to play a clip from Brother Copeland talking about that very thing, and then we'll come back and wrap this up.
David came to the 200, which were so faint they could not follow David, when they made also to abide by the brook Besor. They went forth to meet David and to meet the people that were with him. David came near to the people. He saluted them. Then answered the wicked men. Now notice the wicked men. Make what the wicked men said. Men of Belial, or the devil, those that went with David and said, because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, except every man's wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. Just let them go on and get out of here. Then said David, you shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as is his part that goes down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarries by the stuff. They shall part alike. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and ordinance for Israel until this day. The battle was won because the Lord gave them into their hands. So, you have a baseball team, 9 men on that team. 9 of them. Well, what if you're in a championship game and the pitcher pitches a perfect game? Nobody went to first base. So really, the pitcher and the catcher ought to be the only ones' names on the trophy, right? No. No, all the rest of them were there. They're part of a team. T-E-A-M. Together, everyone accomplishes much. That's what a team is. 11 men on a football team. Amen. It's a team. So, there are military teams. That's what this was. It was a military team, and that action had to be taken. And they took it, but it was God that directed it.
And that's a partnership. That's a team. Mm-hmm. Makes sense, doesn't it? Listen, I've got just a short time here. We're going to pick up David tomorrow on another verse. But look at this. There was a little kid that lived on my street. His name was Bill. He was scrawny, littler than everybody else. He'd always get picked last when we divide up into baseball teams or football teams or whatever. Little Bill always never got picked. But I'm going to tell you something. Bill became a manager for the University of Oklahoma and their football team, and they won the national championship. And I saw Bill years later. And guess what? Bill, the manager, had a national championship ring.
Wow.
I don't have one, but little Bill has one. Little scrawny Bill had one because he was part of the team and he received the same reward as the players that were playing in the game. That's partnership. Amen. Hallelujah. That's partnership, and that's the way it goes. We'll be back in just a moment. Praise God.
Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. Get the Power of Covenant and Partnership Package, a book called God, the Covenant, and the Contradiction by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stevens, and a mini book by Kenneth Copeland called Partnership and Power, Making the Connection. And learn about this God-ordained source of blessing and power. Through covenant in Jesus, everything He has is yours. In the same way, when believers partner together, we share in each other's giftings. From marriage and family to business to ministry, learn to receive by faith the blessing and anointing that comes through covenant partnership. Dive into these special resources and begin receiving those benefits today. Order the Power of Covenant and Partnership Package for only $21.99 on kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Shipping charges may apply.
I'm George Pearsons. I'm pastor of Eagle Mountain International Church, CEO of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and a longtime partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. That partnership is so important to me and to my wife. As partners, we've been partakers of the grace that has been upon Kenneth and Gloria, the anointing upon them. And it's been really interesting through the years as we walk together in the Word of God, we've seen the power of partnership work on our behalf. Now, another great thing about partnership is that we are connected to everything that Kenneth Copeland Ministries is doing around the world. Whether it's through KCM or Eagle Mountain International Church, KCBC, or the Victory Channel, or any of our global offices, we know that as a partner, we're reaching out with our finances, we're reaching out with our prayers, and people's lives are being changed. I think that's the most important part about that, knowing that people's lives all over the world are being changed by the Word of God, taking people from the milk of the Word to the meat, from religion to reality, and people knowing who they are in Christ. I want to invite you today to become a partner with us in this tremendous work that's taking place. Become a team member, and just know that this is a two-way street. We pray for you, you pray for us, and together, we are reaching the world with the Word of God. Go to KCM/partner to become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we know that it's going to change your life. It will change ours.
Father, we thank you this morning and we give you praise. And we thank you that this building once more for one whole week will be a sanctuary for people from all over the world. And we thank you today that this building is full of the Holy Ghost and power from on high. And we praise you and we honor you today. And we pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Before we leave today, I want to remind you to order the two books, they're right here, that we are offering this week in the Power of Covenant and Partnership package. These resources will help you develop a relationship with God to draw from Him the very life source to live a victorious Christian life. Listen, get these and begin to teach these to your children. They're not too young to start learning and understanding about their covenant with God. They get it. Their spirits will be picking it up. You can go to kcm.org to order your package today. God, the covenant and the contradiction, the partnership and the power, making the connection. Listen, partners, I want to invite you personally to the Southwest Believers Convention. That's coming up July the 29th through August the 3rd at the Fort Worth Convention Center. If you've never been to one, you've missed half your life. You need to go. It's in Fort Worth, Texas. Come and be totally immersed in God's Word for 6 days and experience that faith firsthand. Know this, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.